Hi, good evening. My name is Everett. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We'd like to ask a few questions concerning problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
With who? Where? How? What?
Opinion Research. That's the name of the firm. And we would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Do you have time to register?
Kind of like one of these survey things,
like 15-minute
survey. He's gonna ask like a bunch of like questions.
Yeah.
For like a specific party?
No. Just there's no party involved.
They're just gonna determine the party after I answer the questions?
No. Just it's up to you. I mean, this is for just to make a big.
What kind of job is that in the background?
It's a pit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he's mad at you.
No, he's not mad at me.
Are you sure? I think he is, because...
Somebody's at the door, that's why. You know how they get somebody comes
I think he's mad. He's like, get off the phone! Give me some food! Oh, no, he's mad at you. Feed him.
Go
feed him,
Uncle. No, he already ate. He's just barking at the neighbors, I think.
Can't tell.
They're in the yard.
I'll answer some questions.
All right, good deal. In which following states are you registered to vote?
Where are you at?
We're in Miami, Florida. That's where the firm's at.
I'm in Arizona.
Oh, okay. And what year were you born?
Holy moly, that's so personal.
Okay.
80.
80s? Okay. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November elections for president, Congress, or other office? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or chances?
Super.
Almost
super.
Certain. Okay. And if you had to pick, what would you say is most important issues facing the country right now? For the record?
Wait. Repeat that question, but slower a little bit. Please?
I said if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? In your own words?
I really don't know. There's so many. There is just like so many that like I can't pick one. Like, do you have, like, a thing, like, that I can pick from?
No, just in your, this is something you do, like, verbatim for the record. In your own words, you could say money-wise or depending on what issue you think is the most concerning.
Yeah, I know. I feel like anything that I would say would be, like, you'd have to write a whole paragraph. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, you can just give me
a little bit to narrow it down.
Yes.
Lead me a little bit to narrow it down.
Like you said, to narrow it down for you, like in your own words. I mean, this is something you have to like break it down. Like,
can we skip this question?
I can put no comment.
I mean, like, saying, like, ask the question again. It's like literally
pick,
so many.
If you had to pick,
ask it again slowly.
If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Family security.
Family security. Gotcha.
Like,
okay.
Fuck what's going on with the fucking World War III and all that shit and, like, all the fucking immigrants and fucking everything and, like, fucking the guns and the... Everything is just, like, holy shit. How do, like, I sit comfortably at home with my family? You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand. No problem. Next question, moving forward. Now thinking back to 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
No, but wait. Before I finish with the survey, can you respond to the same question that you just asked me before we finish? And then I'll finish the survey. What's most important?
It's relevant because I'm not able to answer questions for you.
God, because you're just working.
Yeah, it's not relevant for me. This is just like a survey.
But if it was relevant?
Out of the record, I mean, I cannot say because being recorded, this won't count if I tell you my opinion don't count.
But nobody's count. I'm not counting you. You're counting me. Just tell me.
No, I wouldn't know. I mean, I wouldn't be able to tell you because this is something
I'm
doing the survey to you.
I feel like if I want to have a conversation with you, then you should have a conversation with me. Other than that...
Oh, I understand, but I mean, it's irrelevant.
Yeah, other than that, I think we're done. I'm sorry for wasting your time, but if you're not willing to answer me, then...
Yeah, I cannot answer my question.
Yeah, I know.
You.
You're at work. I got it. You're at work.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you want, I mean, I can call you back tomorrow and see if you can finish it.
Finish what? If you can answer my question tomorrow? But let's keep going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, thinking back on 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I didn't vote for either because I thought they were both dumb as fuck.
Okay. Now, thinking again about the November elections, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump or Green Party candidate Jill Stein or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Wait, can you repeat again?
The whole question?
Yeah, please. No,
okay.
Please.
It says, and thinking again about November elections, if elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidates Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I actually have not researched any of the other people running, but Biden, nope. Trump... And it's just kind of like somebody's like pulled my leg to do it.
Yes.
So it'd be him.
So it'd be who? Trump?
Trump. Because they're pulling my leg. Put that in there. Put that in there. Put that in the note. Yeah, can you?
Well, what is it that you want me to put?
Because they're fucking pulling my leg, man.
Okay. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others will still consider the option regardless of whom you plan to vote for. Please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them.
I'm so sorry, please, W, before you finish, can you just, like, start over and just, like, slower, please? I'm sorry. I'll answer your questions, but...
Slower?
Can you... Yeah, please.
Okay, no problem. No. I said some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 meaning that you will definitely vote for them. The first one is Joe Biden.
0, he's about to die.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Fuck, man. He helped the economy after Obama, so, geez, 6.
How much?
6.
6? Okay. Next. Now, thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat candidate or a Republican candidate in your district?
I literally don't give a shit. It just depends on what they stand for.
Okay, so you're undecided?
I'm not undecided. I'm very decided. It just depends on what they're decided on.
Okay, but it has to be Democratic candidate, Republican candidate.
Well, you classify that however you want. I'm not picking one. It is Republican this, Democrat this, Republican this, you pick.
Can I pick?
It depends on the issue. It depends on the issue.
No, I hear you. I mean, don't get me wrong.
It depends on the issue.
All right, then. Now, this election for U.S. Senate were held today. Would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Callejo or Republican? And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Callejo or Republican Kerry Lake?
I am not familiar with either.
Okay, no problem.
But, yeah.
And who do you trust more than it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump on the Republican Party?
Trump?
You trust Trump and the Republican Party somewhat more?
Yep.
Okay. Or do you trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party much more?
I don't fucking trust anyone, but with everything that's happening and the way that it's going,
yeah,
that's what you're really asking, right?
Yeah.
So I don't fucking trust anyone. I don't fucking trust any of those motherfuckers. But it's just like, holy shit, if I need to pick someone,
uh-huh.
Why did you have to ask me that question three times, though? I don't even trust you right now.
Why? I'm just doing my job.
I know, I get it. I'm helping you. What is the question? Ask the question again.
Okay. And who do you trust?
As far as the
more?
Immigration, who do I trust? I do not trust anyone, but Biden's doing some, like, sneaky shit, and Trump is like, hey, man, I'm, like, fuck Mexican, like, first generation here, but Biden's doing, like, some sneaky shit to get some extra votes. Is that what you're up to? Is that what you want to know? Are you going to count my survey?
You could be, like, trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party
I'm not going to trust nothing. I already told you from the get-go I don't trust anyone.
That's good. I got you.
You understand?
Yes,
Trump.
I understand.
Trump.
Okay. Now, let me see here. Now, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. I'm going to read a couple of statements to you, and you can tell me if you somewhat agree.
On a level of what to what?
Excuse me?
Like 1 to 5, 1 to 10?
No, you just tell me strongly agree, somewhat.
Like 1 to 3?
No, this is not one.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, go ahead. Do it.
Now, the first statement says President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure in cities and states experience an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
And zero is extremely disagree?
Let me see. Strongly disagree. Yeah, strongly
no,
disagree.
No, is zero?
No, there's no numbers.
That shit is zero.
All right.
There's other people right around here getting it way more than all the millions of people he's been shipping out here. You know what I mean?
Yes. Now, the second statement President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouse who are American citizens.
I absolutely believe that families should be kept together despite of, like, whatever the fuck people think that is going on. Like, yeah. Yeah. Whatever you want to put that at. Like, what is that? What? That's a 10? Completely agree.
You strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Yeah, that's, like, fucked up, man.
All right.
That's what people are like, that's actually what people are like protesting about, like missing children You know?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm not told so that I don't influence your opinion. I mean, I can't.
Got it. Nope. Okay. I understand.
Now, President Biden issued prior orders protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
I'm sorry, you cut off a little bit. Can you repeat, please?
Okay, I said President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted deportation rates.
That would be like hugely undecided. Because it's like, who are they and where are they from and what are they doing here? You know what I mean?
Yes. So that you will strongly disagree?
I would strongly disagree if, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Strongly disagree?
Yeah.
Okay. The last statement says President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
1,000% agree.
Prioritize?
Yeah. Like, everybody needs a fucking job.
Okay. So that'll be strongly agree?
Yeah, everybody needs a fucking job.
All right. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kind of immigrants for each. Tell me whether you agree, disagree, that the president should take actions to protect them.
Before you do that, can you just, since I gave you the time of day, tell me, like, what is it that you're doing, how you're doing, like, what is it?
Oh, yes. Almost done. We're 50-50 right now.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell me what we're doing. Just tell me, like, what you do. Like, you're, like... The process, you know what I mean?
Like, what am I doing, you said?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. Just like, oh, how do I word it? I'm sorry.
No, no problem.
The process of this, what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, I mean, there are no rights or wrong answers. We're only interested in your opinion. Your opinion is very important. You're doing a fine job.
No, I get that. I get that. What is the point of this platform? Is it for what?
These questions, you mean that we're
uh-huh.
answering?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. That is for general. I mean, in general opinions based on that you're answering. I mean, this is for a poll. You know, they do a poll and basically...
I understand it's a poll.
Uh-huh.
It's not like necessarily Democratic. It's not necessarily Republican. It's not like necessary anything. It's just like, boom.
Okay, can I go on, or you still want me to answer?
No, I asked a question. Yeah, you can, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I asked a question.
Well, this is just in general. I mean, this is just a survey. I mean, it's not, nothing's coming towards, like, the Republicans or Democrats. I mean, this is just for general poll.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kind of immigrants for each. Tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. Now, the first one says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly agree, mm-hmm. somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? Or
I'm so sorry. Can you just, like, repeat it one more time, just slow, and then, yeah, I think.
Okay, no problem.
Please.
Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. You strongly agree?
That's just, like, such a heavy-loaded question because, like, Oh, damn. I feel like we're getting, like, tricked. Okay, for over 10 years, you said?
Yes.
That show documentation working for 10 years?
Mm-hmm. In the United States?
Yes.
Strongly agree. Somewhat agree.
Yes.
Okay. Now, second statement says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, at a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to the war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions.
I mean, like, I guess it just, I feel like I'm being reeled into, like, something weird because, like, the people that are, like, living in people's homes without fucking owning them or paying any rent, like, does this have to do anything with that?
No, this is not for that.
Okay, so just general.
General, yes, this is general.
Yes. I'll give it a 6.
Only if you say strongly, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or neither. There's other ones you could say, like.
Somewhat, barely.
Somewhat.
Barely, pick one.
Somewhat agree.
Yeah, can you pick one for me, please?
I
know. Shit, man. Like, I was just trying to watch a movie tonight. The fuck?
Oh, okay, we're almost done. I mean, like, 50 right now. Like,
yeah, we are almost done. Okay, so, well then. Okay,
now,
keep going.
Moving forward, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who has a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. You somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly agree, or somewhat agree?
After 10 years, I would strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, good deal.
Well, make sure that it's actually after 8 years of, like, fucking working. Can you make sure you put that in there?
Sure.
Make sure you, like, drill it, and be like, man, this one. Okay, I'm sorry, I'll stop.
Okay.
Keep going. What
now,
else?
Now, the last one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
I feel like I'm getting stood up now.
No?
Yeah, fuck it. They've been working for it. Let's let them have it, man. What the fuck?
Strongly agree?
Sure.
Okay, good deal. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less
I feel like everything that you're doing is President Biden, and I'm not going to fucking vote for him.
Well, this is just, I mean, in your
own statement. What was that hesitation? Oh, I know you can't. You're on camera. You can't.
Camera recording.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, there are just a few more questions. I'll go through it as quickly as I can. Okay? Now,
I feel like everything that I stand for is just getting, like, flipped on its ass right now.
How come?
I feel like because the way that you word the questions and everything that's happening, it's like, come on, it's like not really fucking really helping anyone. You're just keeping the little people down, and then it's just not helping anyone else.
All right. Remember, there are no right or wrong answers. We're only interested in your opinion.
I am aware of that.
You're doing a fun job.
I am not at work right now. I'm not getting paid right now.
No,
I understand that. We're just having a conversation. Damn, I just wish I could get, like, a little bit of insight right now. Can I? Or no? Because you're being recorded. Because you're being recorded right now.
Mm-hmm. I gotta put food on my face.
No. I do, of course. I do too.
we're all in the same boat.
I had the whole 360, and it just seemed like every answer was like for Biden, but Biden's not the business.
Well,
everybody hates Trump because everybody hates Trump because everybody hates Trump, but oh man, like,
okay,
I made the most money, I've been the most successful, it's just like, when Trump is around, the fucking world goes round. When Biden's in place, like, the world goes to shit. And it's so crazy, like, people like you calling me and talking about, like, pushing, like, how can Biden be in place? Well, and I know it's just a fucking job for you, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, you can answer, it makes no difference one way or the other. We have a question.
It does make a difference. Okay, sorry, you're just doing your job.
No.
Let's finish it up real quick.
A program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their homes, countries due to its dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Are
protected from deportation.
I'm so sorry. Can you please re-say that again, please?
Certainly. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Do you much more likely or somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely or much less likely? Which one would you choose?
Oh, shit, you're going back to questions. Damn. I thought you were giving me information.
No.
I thought you were giving me information. I didn't know you were giving me questions. Shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm so sorry. Can you repeat it one more time, please? I'll answer your question.
Okay, no problem. Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants whom cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Do you think it's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I'm so sorry. I'm just, like, not understanding the question.
That people that have lived in the country, like immigration, like undocumented immigrants, they cannot return to their home countries because due to the dangerous conditions. Most of them who have lived in the United States for over a decade are protected.
I don't think that any country should hold any child hostage for any fucking reason. If the parents have to go back to dangerous conditions, I feel like, fuck it, the children should go as well.
Okay, so you have...
Right?
Well, that's something...
I don't know. How do you determine that?
Well, somewhat less likely?
No, like...
Much less?
No, like...
Or you don't know.
I don't understand the question. I'm really, really sorry. I think it's like a really stupid question, and I'm trying to process it.
Oh, okay.
If there's like children that need to be separated from their parents and get taken from their parents and like, or like, it just like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot. Is there a better way to explain it or no?
I mean, in your own words, you could just put don't know. I mean, because if you don't get it, you're not understanding it.
Yeah, but I do know. I do know.
That will be much more likely or somewhat more likely.
All right. So the question is, if the child is just them. Okay, yeah. Please explain to me one.
Now, remember that President Biden...
No, remember. I will remember. if a child gets ripped out of your arms, how likely are you to feel sad? Yes.
That's what you're asking.
Yes. That's what you're asking, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're at home relaxing and a child, okay, all right. Fuck, shit, man. Okay. Yeah, you pick one.
I can't pick for you. It will be like some, for you in your own words, you'll be saying much less or somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely.
If somebody came into your house and ripped your child out of your arms, would it be much less? But yeah, let's pick fucking nine. Let's pick fucking nine.
Now, the second one says a program that keeps families
together. Are you fucking kidding? Is this a prank?
Why?
Is this a... Because you're asking me the stupidest fucking shit ever.
No,
if
I'm just...
somebody ripped your children out of your arms, how would you feel? Well, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
I would, I mean...
Yeah, you're being a fucking asshole right now.
Why?
Why did you even call me?
Why did you...
Yeah, why am I even talking to you right now? No, you're...
I'm not disrespecting you. I mean, you already...
No, you are. You are. You are. This
I'm just
call
reading you
just...
the survey. And that's what I'm doing.
Great. I'm... Look, I get it. I'm helping you with this survey. Let's fucking get done because... Obviously, you know that my life is, like, fucking... Woo!
Okay. Now, the second
way
one
deeper.
Says a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. People that have actually been working as a farmer, farm workers, are most... to be protected by deportation, you think? Because they have been working in the United States.
How many more questions? No. How many more questions?
We're almost 66 completed. Halfway done.
Oh my God, that much? Please hurry. Hurry.
So
I'm done.
Much less
hurry.
Like somewhat? Or make a
what?
Remember I asked you, I read to you the...
Just ask me the questions, what?
Okay, but you need to answer somewhat more...
Okay.
Much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Likely what? Likely what?
Like, much less likely to have a program that grants work permit. Like a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married.
Zero.
Huh? Don't know?
Zero.
Well, that's zero. That's like, don't know.
One.
This is not numbers. This is just something you have to...
Oh, my God. None.
Okay, program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
What am I supposed to do? 1 to 10?
No, much more
zero,
likely.
Zero, zero, nothing less. Nothing does not apply.
Okay. And the last one here, program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries.
Does not apply.
Okay. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Does not apply.
Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all about each of the following statements. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, that killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure and reform our immigration systems.
Don't really give a shit about anything.
Would you be concerned somewhat? Don't know.
I don't really give a shit about anything.
Okay. Now, Joe Biden's Democrat have failed to deliver an earned halfway position for
shit about Joe Biden's going to die, like, within the next 2 months. So we don't give a shit about anything.
Okay, so you don't know.
No, I do know.
Right. Do you have to answer very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned, or don't know? Those are the four answers. Do you want me to read it back to you, Joe Biden?
That sucks. We spent this whole time chopping it up, and then it's just like nothing at all.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I know. Like, I'm confusing.
Yeah, I know. I'm confused, too. Like, what the fuck? Like, okay, all right. So, you're asking me, like, what the fuck is I stand? And how and way and where and, like, what?
Okay.
Yeah, I understand. You just got your questions. I'm so sorry. Damn, I strung you along for nothing. Woo.
Okay, so basically you don't want to keep going? We can go ahead and leave it at...
I want to keep going.
You sure? Because, I mean, I cannot answer for you.
Yeah,
or
I'm sure.
You have to be like...
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Now, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Are you very concerned about that, somewhat? A little concerned or not all concerned?
That was the question we got stuck on. Okay. I would say very.
Very concerned?
Yeah. Yeah,
good deal.
Now,
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum internment camps near
wait,
the border.
Wait, did you say here? Wait, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Did you say get rid of Satan?
No, I said Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum internment camps.
Oh, you said asylum. I thought you said Satan. And I was like, yeah, I'm down for getting rid of Satan. That motherfucker's been right around and eating it like no one's with business. Okay, alright. Sorry. I'll focus. So what is it?
Okay, it says Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum. Internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of immigrants.
Oh, man, that's like such a tough one.
You think it's very concerned? Somewhat concerned? A little concerned? Or not at all concerned?
I would be like fucking extremely concerned because like, man, the Mexicans, we're over here right around getting it, but like the Mexicans, have you seen? Because everyone that's coming through, holy fucking shit, like, what are they here for and what are they doing? Yeah, that.
Yes. Now, be very concerned, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reforms during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Isn't that every fucking politician, though?
Now, would that be very concerning?
Oh, wait, was that a question?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought you were saying that to lead up into the question. That's a question. Yeah, that's every fucking person. Yeah, that's every fucking politician.
That's very
concerning. Super. Whatever you want to fucking classify it as. Bam.
So it'll be very concerned.
Is that at the very bottom?
The answer, yes. It says very concerned, somewhat concerned, concerned, not at all concerned.
Oh, can you get it? Yeah, they're all fucking stupid assholes.
Now the last one here says Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. I think that's very concerning.
I'm so sorry. Can you please restart? I'm so sorry. Can you please restart?
No, certainly. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. You think this is very concerned, somewhat, a little concerned, or not all concerned about it?
I think that is an extreme concern.
Okay, good deal. Now, moving forward, almost finishing up here, I'm going to read you a different approach President Biden and former President Trump have posed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Okay, which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration, President Biden's or former President Trump?
Sure.
Okay, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Now, Donald Trump says we must shut down the borders and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
I just kind of feel like I'm, like, really stuck in the fucking middle. Like, Biden's a fucking asshole and he's letting millions of immigrants from across the world. And then Biden is just like, hoorah, America, let's get it. And that's why we all came here. Let's get it. Hoorah, America. I guess that was just like a heavy loaded question. I need to think about it. Can you read it again to me, please? And I can think about it, and then I can answer the question.
Okay, no problem. You want me to read from the whole?
It's pretty much just like Biden is a... Yeah.
Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Now, Donald Trump
Sorry. Okay, I didn't know you were start right away. Okay, go.
Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Now, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
I guess now that I've been chopping it up with you for like a bit, I want to be like, holy shit, which one do we need even better? Like, Biden is like letting millions and millions and millions of immigrants into the country so that they can vote for him. And Biden wins. But Biden is just kind of like, let's stop this fucking shit. So I am completely complex, okay? But I do have to make a choice. I have to make a choice, right?
Yes. Based on your opinions, which one is more oriented to your point of view? Hello?
Yeah, I'm
here. Awesome.
Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, please.
Go ahead.
I would go with the Trump where it's like, yeah.
Trump approach somewhat closer or Trump approach much closer?
Wait, holy shit, say that again?
Would you go to with Trump approach much closer or Trump approach somewhat closer?
Wait, okay, somewhat closer for the purpose of that I think that people need to fucking come here and fucking work.
Okay,
and
sir.
Trump fucking does that. work.
Somewhat closer, right? We'll work for that.
Sure.
Good deal.
Yes.
Now, closing it up, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
What? I didn't even know that dude was running. I have not looked into that, so can we end this without, like, saying that? Because I haven't researched that.
But based on your opinions, which one is more oriented to your life?
But can we, yes or no? Can we end it without...
Another undecided?
Another undecided. Okay.
You said you haven't done your research, right? You're still going to wait
super,
for your research.
Super duper undecided. Super duper undecided. Man, like, these fucking dudes are all over the place.
Now, moving forward, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Are you still undecided?
Right now, right here, right now.
Right here.
I don't know what the extra two people are, so I'll just fucking let it ride, and I'm gonna survive and be good, very good, no matter what.
Okay.
I would not vote.
Good deal.
No. It's kind of like the lesser of two evils. No, fuck that. Fuck you. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand. Now, the last questions here, so we can go ahead and wrap it up.
As I'm so sorry. I'm being so candid with you, but...
You're being honest.
Are you
listening?
Okay, all right. So then... Yeah, let's finish it up. What else?
Let's finish it up. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
Okay. Now, typically, week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news information? Fox News, Newsmax, or ANN, or Univision, WhatsApp, Facebook,
no.
Instagram, YouTube?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Okay. Good deal. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba,
Mexico.
Okay. Now, were you born on the United States mainland or on the island of... Okay. United States. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Mexico.
Okay. Now, what language do you primarily speak in your home? English or Spanish?
English.
Always English?
Spanglish.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Fucking whoever makes sense.
That's something. Let me see. Hold on.
Have
that one here.
Which one is that one?
This is the last
one. Since you're all up in the business, which one is that one? Whoever the fuck makes sense.
Okay.
Do you have it? Or no?
I don't.
No?
No. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
It's just Democrat, independent, or Republican, or other?
Other makes sense. Got it.
Okay. Now, do you think of yourself closer to a Democratic or a Republican Party?
What makes sense?
Neither?
Whoever makes sense.
Okay. Now, thinking political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative? In your own words.
What? Say it again.
Thinking of political terms.
Would you say...
You are liberal, moderate,
Whatever makes sense, it's just like...
Don't know?
Other? Okay. Just other.
Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year?
high school?
As far as a degree?
Uh-huh.
I'm associate.
Associate degree. Good deal. What is your religion, if you have any?
Holy fucking shit. Are you ready?
Yes. Catholic?
I studied the Bible with the Jehovah's Witness. I was baptized Catholic. I've been a Mormon. I've gone to, like, so many, like, different, like, freaking hoorah churches and just, like, everything in between.
Okay, good deal. Now, finally, a strictly verification purpose, who, for my supervisor, I can have just first name?
No.
What is it?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Do appreciate for your time, your patience, and you have a blessed night.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, shit. Hello? Hello?
What?
Who is this?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, hi?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, hi?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, hi?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, hi?
Yes.
Yeah, hi? Yeah, hi, are you going to talk or not? Yep. I mean, your lead, sure, fine, click it.
Yes, that thing I tried to hang, I thought I hanged it up because I went hang up customer, pero no colgaba. Ajá, sí la hice, pero no sé cómo es que ella no colgó, porque le... Ajá, pero yo le fui y le hice hang up customer ahí en la rojo ese donde está hang up. Porque así le hacía antes, no sé si la han cambiado hoy. Ajá, y le puse completed survey. Y después me volvió a salir ella ahí, como que nunca se colgó la llamada. Bien raro. Hey, but you hear that lady? She was está bien complicada, güey. Va que sí, yo creo que estaba en fentanol. Estaba bien enojada también con los presidentes. Va. Chivo.